Hello, this is Bob Panetta, KVNF Radio, Talking Music Show. I'm here visiting with an all-time favorite of ours, not only here in the Valley, but all over the state of Colorado, Mr. Otis Taylor. Otis, thank you so much for being here today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure, man. You're one of the people that gets spoken about quite often here. Not only the great concert at the fairgrounds, something that Joe was really happy that happened and was really happy that you were there with him, but also the night at the Paradise Theater when you and Joe did that great version of Hey Joe. Tell me, are you touring this summer? You got a busy summer ahead of you, or what's up?
Yeah.
So you're going to be all over the Western Slope.
Yeah, kind of like, yeah.
That's wonderful, man. That's wonderful. And I guess the big show here in Hotchkiss is August 29th. So you got the whole band coming to Hotchkiss?
Anne's coming. That's the most important, you know.
Anne is coming. No, absolutely, man. No, she's a big hit wherever you guys play. There's no doubt about that. So Otis, How about a tune? What if we're going to open up our little interview and we're going to play a tune to introduce the folks to this, the Hey Joe opus, Red Meat.
Well, it's complicated because it's all intertwined together, so it's hard to break it up to a certain degree.
I understand that, and it's best just to play the whole thing and sit back and enjoy it. There's no doubt about it, but. We just want to give people a few sweet tastes here so that they know. Let's go with number one. Let's go with number one. All right, we're going to cut into Warren Haynes now and go ahead with Hey Joe, Otis Taylor.
Thank you. think I'm gonna go down the Mexico way. I think I'm gonna go down the Mexico way. Ain't no hangman gonna put a hangman noose around me, baby.
So how is it? How was it working with Warren Haynes, Otis?
Well, I just did it by telephone. We sent the files to the studio.
Ah, sure. Yeah.
He's the only one that we sent files to.
Uh-huh.
Everybody else is in the studio.
In the studio with you. Yeah, yeah. That's getting to happen more and more often now in the biz. People can be in other countries and participate.
Yeah.
and a project. You also on here, you do some nice things with the horn, with Ron Miles.
Ron Miles, yeah.
Yeah. And is he touring with you at all this year?
He played last year. I hope to get him at one point this year. I have to just see. He's touring with Bill Frisell. He's really busy. He teaches and tours. He played with me last New Year's, the day before New Year's.
Oh, at the Dazzle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see. We just have to see.
Yeah. Because he does some real nice work.
Ron does fantastic work.
On this CD. But
he's an unsung hero. He's one of Colorado's best kept secrets, I think,
Well, you seem to be able to pick up some pretty good sidemen. There's no doubt about it. The bands you put together and that I've seen you touring with, you've always had just primo sidemen with you.
Well, that's probably the illusion, to make me sound good.
Ah, sure.
It's like being a good recruiter. You have to actually, that's what it's really about. Especially about when it comes to making records, you got to have a great musician.
Well,
you can really play and listen.
Making a record is one thing, but playing live, if you have some good sidemen with you, the job isn't near as hard as when you're carrying the whole load yourself.
Yeah. I mean, old story that when I played the Paradise, after the gig, Joe Cocker said, did you have the clip track? I said, no, I got a drummer. Because he thought we had a click track,
Yeah.
I said, no, that's just my drummer. That's my click track.
Yeah.
I forget that.
That's Larry, man.
Yeah.
Larry. God, what a fine cat. He's an East Denver boy, isn't he?
Yeah. He went to East High School.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, excuse me, he went there too. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, I just thought he was a notch above, most of the people.
But then the soul comes from Manuel,
Yeah, there's a little bit of that. There's always been a little bit of that.
Because I don't have any high school rivalries between East and Manuel.
But we know
I just love everybody, maybe.
but you pay proper respect, and it's appreciated. Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
Well, I can't help that East, East had this. East just didn't have enough black people for me,
No, but we had enough to win some state championships.
So it was like, let's get into it now. These people don't want to hear this.
No, they probably don't. So go ahead and change the subject, because it's safer for you to do that.
They don't want to hear about high school rivalries.
Tell me about red meat, man.
This red meat, sometimes you eat the steak, and sometimes the steak eat you. It's just sort of self-explanatory,
Yes, sir.
Life gives and life takes,
I do know that, man.
Sometimes you think you're on top, but next minute you're on the bottom,
And it seems like we're seeing that more and more in the world, man. There are more and more people that are on the bottom.
And then you got Mother Nature. It just kick your ass at any point, Any point. Floods, tornadoes, snowstorms.
Yeah, rain. So, do you think there's more of that going on now?
I think so, but, it's so heavy. There's so much stuff going on in the world right now. It's just hard to figure out the information, It's like, is it actually too late? you know what I'm saying?
Did you say?
Stop the global warming. Is it actually too late?
Yeah.
That's what I always wonder,
Yeah.
This is just an up interview. You started it.
Yeah. No, well, it's a concern, and as a musician, the minstrel, the original minstrel, he was the newsman. He was a cat that went from village to village, letting folks know what was going on.
They're called groots. In Africa, they're called groots.
Groots.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, in the 60s, we had, a real movement of musicians really speaking out. And there's a little of that going on now. You do a little of that.
Just a little.
Yeah, well, you've had some pretty powerful statements on a number
of
things.
No, I'm talking about, just a little bit's going on, not a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah, no. And we need more of that. There's
very possible we need more. But life changes and you can't, you have to accept the way, One good thing about being black is I'm going to adjust all the time. You're taught from a young age to adjust. You went from the word, the N-word, to colored, to Negro, to black, to African-American. You know, you've had to adjust who your identity was, you know.
Right.
We have to adjust to the new world, to the computers, you know.
But they've been positive adjustments as far as race relations and...
I don't know. Everybody can find the information they want, so they're almost isolated, you know.
Boy, isn't that the truth?
You walk into a coffee house. When I used to go to coffee houses, people walked in to talk and have conversations with other people. Strangers, you know?
Right.
Now it's just people sit at their computer, you know. It's just a different world.
And there are no conversations going on.
No. Well, there's a conversation going on, but nobody knows to who or what or where.
All right, let's go back to the album real quick, man, and say a few words about the album here.
That's like a couple of old hippies talking, you know, just drift off, you know.
Well, that's right. But you know what? That's a wonderful thing to be able to do, and a lot of things that you drift off into are things that are pertinent to other people that may be listening also. So, you know, there's no problem.
I hope so.
No problem there, man. And we all have to speak up, and we all have to be diplomats. You know, this is not a time for anyone just to be sitting by quietly and watching things happen that they don't feel are proper, and they think that, you know, maybe there is a way to do things better. And,
yeah, but I don't want to tell people that they have to be. I just want to tell them that they can be. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And also, sometimes it's better just to show people. You know, you don't have to tell them. You just have to try to live life as right as you possibly can.
We're all using the same mirror, you know.
Boy, isn't that the truth, in the same water. So tell me, why won't you let me talk about the album? Why won't you let me just visit
about
the CD a little bit?
Man,
I mean, you know, you said you were going to control things, and now you're just taking it all
over. Was I controlling anything?
You're taking it all over, man.
That's because a long time ago, I did an interview in New Mexico, Santa Fe. That's with Kenny Passarelli, who had 21 gold records. And I sat there, and I didn't say anything for the whole interview, right? And I let Kenny do all the talking, because he's a big star, and we did the record, you know?
Sure.
And I came out of the record, Kenny started yelling at me, like, are you crazy? What's wrong with you? You didn't say a word. I go, well, you're the star. Yeah, but the album has your name on it. So after that, I just became like this monster interviewer. I don't know, you know?
Well,
one
sure.
Time cover Acoustic Magazine, the scariest interview I ever did was Otis Taylor, this writer. He put that on the cover of Acoustic Magazine, Otis Taylor interview.
I was very nervous about coming on today with you, man. I was like,
really?
I was just pins and needles.
I'm going easy on you.
I'm jiving you, man. I was ready.
You was ready for me?
I came in with my boxing gloves on, man.
You ready to go for it?
I was sparring before I came in, man.
Then you better get back in control.
Well,
okay,
I mean,
what would you like to know about the record?
Well, I would like to know, actually, a little bit about where A Heart Is a Muscle came from. Because that's...
Well, Heart and Muscle is about, I call that King Predicacy, like the blues is just so powerful that your heart starts pumping, and that young girls open up their legs, and you got King Pregnancy, you know, you got the Trojan War, you got Napoleon and Josephine, you know, just... That love, blues, heart thing is just powerful.
It is. It
just makes people crazy, you know?
And, well, hey, that's its job. That's what it's supposed to do.
So your heart starts pumping, you know?
It wakes people up.
You physically feel it. It's about that physical feeling, you know? Not that mental feeling, but your heart will start pumping, you know what I mean?
You feel it in your gut.
Yeah, well, you feel it in your heart and your gut. I mean, your blood pressure's going up, you know?
And your hips start
That's
moving.
What?
And your hips start moving.
If they get a chance.
Yeah. Get the hip shake going on.
You know, it's a powerful thing. The heart is a muscle.
That's it.
When it goes bad, it's used to play the blues when it goes bad.
So I guess that's the tune we should go to next, isn't it?
Okay, sure. Okay.
Let's do that. Thank you.
is my song. It's used for the blues. Oh, heart and muscle. They use for the blue. Make a young girl, make her open her lay. Make a young girl, make her open her lay. Make a man walk, make him walk backwards in the street. Oh, make a man walk, make him walk backwards in the street. Oh, the heart of the muscle, baby. The use, the use, the use, the use for the blue. Use it for the blue. Heart is a muscle. For the blues, heart is a muscle. You for the blues. Make a Trojan horse run, make Napoleon dance. Make a Trojan horse run, make Napoleon dance. Make that Trojan horse. On the beach, baby. Take it down, take it down, take it down the kingdom. Take it down, take it down the kingdom. Sometimes it breaks, sometimes it bends. Sometimes it breaks, sometimes it bends. Hard as a muscle, used for the blue. Hard as a muscle, used for the blue. If you cry, won't help you none. Heart is a muscle, used for the blue. Hard heart is a muscle, used for the blue.
All right, we're here on Talking Music with Otis Taylor. Otis, thank you so much for spending some time with us this evening, and I'll tell you what, we really are looking forward to seeing you here on August 29th. It's going to be a great show. It's a day of music all day long. There's a fellow named Zach Mann coming up out of Nashville, a honky-tonk cat, and you know, he'll be the act playing, you know, before you go on. And during the day, we have all you know, our bands from here in the valley will be playing. So it's going to be a really, really good show, a really good day of music, and people are really excited about you coming back. And
all right, nice. Well, it's a day of remembrance to me too, you know.
Yeah. Well, that performance was just outstanding. You know, that closing song, man, you and Joe together on the stage, that'll be remembered by everybody that was there. There's no doubt about it. And you know, just having you back, and I'd love to see Cassie come back someday. You know,
she's got that baby, it's a little harder, you know.
Yeah, it'll probably be a while, huh?
She's in Kansas, so it doesn't, you know,
Yeah.
Pretty far away.
Yeah, yeah. But there was something on the stage, man, when the two of you were on stage together that was real special.
It was an honor for me. It was a pure 100% honor. You know?
Yeah.
It's really funny. Whatever this is worth, the people that sort of reached out to me were English and Irish musicians from the UK, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Gary Moore and Joe Cocker, they're the ones who reached out to me the most. And Buddy, except for Buddy Guy. Buddy Guy did, you know?
Uh-huh.
But it's sort of interesting that, you know what I'm coming from with that?
Well, I do, man. I do hear you, and I had never thought about that. And you mentioning Buddy, I remember in Telluride when Buddy was having a hard time and he called you up and had you come up on the stage and take care of business for him and really rescue his set because he was quite ill that evening. There were a lot of other cats there that he could have called on, on that night, you know, and he called on you. So that was like you say, that was quite an honor, man.
Those things are always honored. I don't take any of those things lightly, you know. It's, I don't know. You fought hard to get to that level just to be able to do that, just to be able to be called on, you know.
Right.
Many years of being invisible, I guess that's a good way to put it.
Being invisible, but working really hard, man. Working at your craft, man. Developing your craft. And that takes time, man. No doubt.
Sometimes people notice, you know.
Well, we don't tire of seeing you, man, and we aren't going to tire of seeing you. We know that, man. You make it fresh somehow. I don't know how a man of your age does that, but you do make it fresh.
Well, thank you. I'm trying, man.
All right, you know? Otis. Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so very much, man. It's really
thank
been
you.
A pleasure. Talk to
take
you later.
Care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everybody. Bye.
You're tuned in to Talkin' Music on KVNF. You've been listening to an interview that KVNF DJ Bob Panetta, also known as Geets, did with his friend, blues musician Otis Taylor, who's going to be in Hotchkiss August 29th for a show as part of the Celebrate the Fork party. You can find out more about it and get tickets at northforkcreative.org. Stay tuned. Coming up next, KVNF Live featuring Humming House, performing in Ridgeway Town Park. Thanks for listening.
Sometimes you eat the steak. Oh, maybe the steak eat you. Sometimes you eat the steak. Red meat, oh red meat, oh red, red meat. Red meat, oh red meat, oh cold, cold red meat. Sometimes you take the love, and sometimes the love takes you. Sometimes you take the love, oh, sometimes the love takes you. Red meat, oh, red meat, baby, don't know why you mean to me. Red meat, oh, red meat, don't know why you're me.